when she found this man Jesus, I thought when me and my wife got married, she found a man that could go with her so far. But after a while, she may hold my hand while I die. I may hold her hand while I die. I don't know. But that's as far as we can go. But I thought when she found Jesus, she found it. I thought right now, if my wife needed me, I wouldn't be right there where she is or where she needs me at in London. But I thought Jesus is right where she is. In the middle of the night, I may be sound asleep, and she may not be able to wake me up and shake me and wake me, but I thought she could hit her knees, and when she calls on that man Jesus, he'll hear her pray. He knows exactly what had her. I thought when she found Jesus, now the other time, I'm going to try to hurry close here, let him go, but I thought when she found the other five men, and no doubt she thought she found the one that had all the answers. This one understands me. This one's got exactly what I need. But I thought when she found Jesus for the wife, as she found one, thank God, that understood every part. I thought many times, every time me and my wife has had conflict, it's because I didn't understand what was going on in her heart. I didn't understand what was going on in her mind. And while she felt inside the pain that she felt, but Jesus today, of what I can do,
no,
or what the wife can do, or what you can do, or what you've done. Amen. I thought, I'm going to try to close. I don't want to go over on time. I want to respect the time, and I appreciate them letting us come and be with you, because if they wouldn't let us come, we couldn't. And if you didn't come out with us, we couldn't be here. I thought something had to happen years ago. I thought where he was on a well that Jacob, he was on a well that God gave to Jacob. Amen. But before that, it was his father's will.
Amen.
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 And before that, it was his father's will. Wow. But you know, that was a Jewish generation, and it didn't belong to nobody else but their family. The one family that's all it belonged to. But Jesus said, I've got to go to Samaria.
I've got to go.
There's something down there that I've got to give to somebody else.
I've got to go.
But when he came down there, he reached that woman something. He grafted her in and made her a part of something that she wasn't supposed to be a part of. Amen. You know, when he come here, he come to save the Jews. But they wouldn't have him. He wouldn't have him. Then he turned and looked at us.
And that's going
on. All of us.
Leslie County.
Amen. Woo! Amen. Right where we are. Amen. And said, you can have it too.
Amen.
The same inheritance, the same power, the same victory, the same will. If they, I thought, it may have stuck in my mind where he went.
Yeah.
Why was he there on that will? Why couldn't it just been any will? He was on that will that was a part of that family, that was a chosen family of God.
Yes.
The Samaritans were not the chosen people of God. No. They were pretty wild people.
Yeah.
But he went right where she was, right where they was. And I'm glad that Jesus came right where I was.
Yeah. Thank you, Tom.
In that dorm room, right where I was standing.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
I had to clean a mess off my couch. I mean, mess. I don't even want to talk about the mess. And I had to clean off the couch. And I'm glad that he came where I was. Somebody, we got pictures of Jesus in our mind sitting on the throne pulling at people saying, you did wrong, you did wrong, and you did wrong. No, he's a man that would go down to the lowest of the low, right where I was at. And he said, you can get back up because I can help you.
Thank you.
I was screaming stuff over. I was thirsty. I mean, I was thirsty. But I didn't have what I needed. I was somebody. My mama was salty. And it made me thirsty. I saw people that I went to church with when I was a child. And they were so salty. It made me hungry for what they wanted. And some of you as children, maybe as a child, me and you went to Sunday school together. Because they were salty to us. And they saw it me and you. And I see them. And I still knew my family. Many of them still don't like me.
Right.
My old friends that I've done wrong with still don't like me. The things I was involved in, those people still don't like me. But they know something happened to me. They know something happened. And I still bear the scars when I see them. I still bear that scar. Amen. But I thank God that he bore mine for me. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to go over no time or nothing. But I thank God. We just go back. I want you to pray at night, pray at morning, pray with each other, be there for each other, read your Bible, learn about this, because the more you learn about him, amen. He said, I will put in you a river of living water. Somebody said, yeah, I can't do it. No, you sure can, and I can't even. But he put something inside of us that causes it to flow.
Come on.
He said, I can't talk right. If you get the right thing in you, it'll come out of you.
Come out.
If you get Jesus in you, wow, the right things will come out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything unclean will have to go.
Wow.
I praise the Lord today that Jesus come out.
Thank
and Jesus is here, and we're here. And I thank God that he comes where we are. He's got what we need. But now that woman very easily could have walked away and been offended because he pointed out her sin.
Yeah.
She could have easily did that. But when she went away, she left different. Nobody that's ever come in the presence of Jesus Christ ever left the same way. One man left mad. The Pharisees left mad. Some of them left with their fists clenching. Others left with tears in their eyes saying, I know I've had a change. And I hope it's going to happen. And I know if you accept it, if you'll accept it, it's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours.
It's yours. If you'll accept it. Many things in life you've got to earn. This is one thing you ain't got to earn. It's already been paid for.
It's already paid for.
You just got to accept it.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen. Does anybody have anything you'd like to say?
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.